KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And starting off with high school sports from over the weekend, the boys state soccer championships wrapped up on Saturday. In the Class 1A title game, it was Iowa City Regina, a 2-1 win over Des Moines Christian. In Class 2A, Pella topped Storm Lake 3-2. And in 3A, Waukee beat Bettendorf 3-0 to win state championships. In the state consolation matchups for third place, in Class 1A, it was Gilbert 2-1 over Williamsburg. In 2A, Marion beat Cedar Rapids Xavier 4-3 in overtime. And in Class 3A, Ankeny was a 4-3 winner over Iowa City West in double overtime there in those consolation games. Also, postseason soccer rolls on for the girls here tonight. Trips to the state tournament will be on the line with regional finals being played in all classes. And here's a look at some of those area matchups this evening. In Class 1A regional finals, in Region 1, it'll be MLC Floyd Valley at Bishop Heelan at 6 o'clock. In Region 2, Trainer faces Gilbert. That's being played at Earlham at 5 o'clock this evening. Region 3 is Des Moines Christian at Nevada at 6 o'clock here this evening. In Class 2A, in Region 1, Thomas Jefferson will face Spencer. That's being played at Denison at 5 o'clock. Region 2 has Glenwood at Lewis Central for a 6 o'clock start. And Region 3 is Dallas Center Grimes at ADM for a 6 o'clock start as well. And in Class 3A regional finals, in Region 1, Abraham Lincoln will face Sioux City North. That's being played at Denison with a 7 o'clock start here tonight. Once again, those are all regional finals, trips to girls state soccer tournament on the line here this evening. Also, over the weekend, the girls team tennis championships were held, a Class 1A playing at Byron's Park in Waterloo, and it was Glenwood competing there. They finished up taking home a fourth place finish there out of that final four as they fell in the semifinals to Waterloo Columbus Catholic 5-0. And it was Waterloo Columbus Catholic winning the top five singles matches to sweep their way to the next round. So no doubles were played in that first round. Pella was a 5-1 winner over Cedar Rapids Xavier as well there in singles play to move on to the championship. In the consolation finals then, it was Cedar Rapids Xavier edging out Glenwood 5-4 as it came down to every single singles and doubles match to decide that one, as Glenwood picked up wins from Ellie Osterlo, Brooklyn Taylor, Ruby Crow in the singles play, and then Osterlo and Crow also were winners in doubles play, but Cedar Rapids Xavier getting enough of those as they went at the number 3, 5, and 6 singles, and then also at number 1 and number 3 doubles to pick up that consolation win. So Glenwood finishing fourth there in 1A. In the finals there in 1A, it was Waterloo Columbus Catholic beating Pella 5-1. So Waterloo Columbus Catholic, your state team champion there in 1A. Also in 2A, the semifinals, it was Iowa City West beating Dowling Catholic 5-2. Ames beat Pleasant Valley 5-1. The consolation finals had Pleasant Valley beating Dowling Catholic 5-2. And in the finals, it was Iowa City West, a 5-4 win over Ames to pick up that title there in 2A. So that's a look at girls' team tennis there from Saturday. Also over the weekend, some softball and baseball action on Saturday in area baseball scores. It was ADM over Coon Rapids Bayard 10-0. Abraham Lincoln was a 5-1 winner over Des Moines Hoover. Red Oak beat Missouri Valley 7-1. Pleasantville was a two-time winner in tournament play. They beat ADM 13-6, and they beat Coon Rapids Bayard 11-4. Southeast Polk topped Abraham Lincoln 6-3. St. Albert was a two-game winner, 11-1 over Remsen St. Mary's and 14-4 over St. Mary's of Storm Lake. And Trainer was a 9-8 winner over Red Oak in 9 innings of play. In high school softball play from Saturday, ADM a 10-4 winner over Beckman of Dyersville, and then ADM also beat Keyhigh 12-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Missouri Valley 14-6, and they topped Woodbine 13-9. Des Moines East a 3-0 win over Winterset. IKM Manning beat Perry 7-6. Missouri Valley 13-3 over Woodbine. Newell Fonda 12-0 over Maple Valley. Anthon Otto. OABCIG picked up a 12-2 win over Sioux City West. Perry beat I-35 14-4. Van Meter a 14-4 winner over I-35, and they also beat IKM Manning 12-7. West Harrison won three games, 13-3 over Thomas Jefferson, 18-5 over Woodbine, and 9-2 over Missouri Valley. West Monona picking up a couple wins, 2-1 over Sioux City East and 9-2 over Sioux City North. And Winterset beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy by a score of 4-3. The Trojan softball tournament that was to be held on Saturday here at the Atlantic Little League Complex was washed out from rainfall there overnight on Friday into Saturday. Too soggy to get that played, so that was canceled. The Atlantic baseball game against Winterset also was canceled on Saturday. Moving on from high school sports there to Major League Baseball, game we had for you on the radio yesterday. Michael Walker lost a no-hit bid in the ninth inning when pinch hitter Colin Moran led off with a single, leaving a huge ovation and pitching the St. Louis Cardinals past the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-0. This was the first time that Walker had a no-hit try broken up in the ninth. As a rookie in 2013, he was one out away from a no-hitter when Washington's Ryan Zimmerman got an infield single. Other National League scores yesterday, it was the Cubs 2-0 over the New York Mets. Atlanta was a 4-2 winner over Washington. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh, as we mentioned, 5-0. Dodgers 10-7 over Colorado. San Francisco 6-1 over Philadelphia. Arizona 6-1 over Miami. And San Diego a 6-3 win over Cincinnati. In American League play, Matt Olson hit a 3-run homer in the eighth as the Athletics defeated the Royals 5-1 to win the series. Olson went 5-for-11 with 3 home runs, 8 RBIs, and scored 5 times in the series. The A's are 9-2 in their past 11 road games. The Royals have lost 21 of 31 home games this year. Other American League scores, Toronto 8-4 over Detroit. Minnesota beat Cleveland 7-5. The Angels over Texas 3-1, Seattle 2-1 over Tampa Bay, and Boston 9-3 over Houston. The Yankees at Baltimore was postponed. And in interleague play, it was the White Sox, a 6-1 win over Milwaukee. In Pacific Coast League baseball action on Sunday, it was iCubs beating Colorado Springs 6-2 in 10 innings of play, and Omaha was an 8-5 winner over Oklahoma City in 12 innings of action. So both the iCubs and Storm Chasers going to extra innings over the weekend. Also, in other sporting news, the Golden State Warriors own a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals after Stephen Curry scored 33 points and Kevin Durant added 26 in a 122-103 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Curry set a league finals record by hitting 9 three-pointers, and Durant was 10-for-14 from the field. LeBron James followed his 51-point performance in Game 1 by providing 29 points, 13 assists, and 9 rebounds. Martin Truex Jr. pulled away off a restart with 7 laps remaining to take Sunday's NASCAR Cup race at Pocono. Truex led 31 overall and final 20 to celebrate at the same track where he won his first race for Furniture Row Racing in 2015. The victory follows 2 straight runner-up finishes. Kyle Larson was second, followed by Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Brad Keselowski. Bryson DeChambeau recovered in time to win the Memorial in a 3-way playoff with Byung-Hun Ahn and Kyle Stanley. DeChambeau created the need for a playoff with a 3-putt for bogey on 18 to cap a 171. He missed the green on 18 during the first extra hole, but he sank a 12-foot birdie on the second to edge out Ahn and capture his second PGA Tour title. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.